Good morning, Zana.
Oh, Lyungmik, you are earlier than expected.
Yeah, unusual for me, I know.
Unprecedented would be more accurate.
Yeah. Vesmer and Sean invited me to go jogging with them, but I don't think I'm up for that yet. Anyway, since I was already awake, I decided to bring some pastries to make up for ruining breakfast a couple days ago.
Well, I am pleased to see you, and your pastries. So long as you brought some Rodan Nu, would you assist me with this?
Sure. Where are Catherine and Archon? Aren't they usually here early?
I am unsure. Kate seemed to be sour-spirited when I returned from fishing yesterday. Perhaps she decided to acquire some additional sleep.
Well, why don't you just go wake her up? I mean, she's sleeping upstairs.
I am her employer, not her mother. She will come down when she is ready. Fortunately, I have you to assist me. Could you knead the dough?
Sure.
Since we are alone, Nick, I have need to discuss certain matters with you.
I had a feeling this was coming.
I have prepared an itemized list of your debt for review. Oh, where did I place it?
Yeah, no need. I'll take your word for it.
Not at all. It is important to fully understand the depth of one's debt.
I'm a bigger fan of what you don't know won't send you into cardiac arrest again.
I cannot locate it.
Let's not worry about specifics. I owe you big time. Tallied, invoice sent, acknowledged.
Indeed, and I am concerned as to how that debt will be repaid.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out. I know there's no way I'll be able to work it off, especially since we're going to be leaving at some point.
Such was also my thought.
So, I thought of something the other day that might work. It was actually Jareth yelling at me that made me think of this, funny enough. He said something about me doing nothing, and I suppose he's kind of right. Although, in all fairness to me, I haven't had much time to do anything.
Well, this is truth.
So, here's my thought. I can never pay you back personally. So, what if I help you make more money?
I am not sure I understand.
Now, I don't normally like to brag. Actually, yes I do. But anyways, back in Boston, I was a marketing major.
Marketing?
Yeah, and I figured that with my expertise, we could do some work and fix up your marketing plan.
Marketing plan?
Exactly. First off, we're gonna need to look at your books and see where you're losing money. We'll need to restructure how your place is run and try to make it a little more efficient. But most importantly, we need some good old-fashioned advertising. Now, it might all sound a little drastic, but when I'm through with you, Zana, I promise you'll be making so much money, it'll be coming out your ears. Loundy won't know what hit it.
I can't see that you have granted this much thought, Meek. And assuming this ear malady you speak of is some bizarre colloquialism, I am willing to give this an honest attempt. But first, tell me this. What is a marketing plan?
Oh boy, we got more work to do than I thought. Well, for starters, a marketing plan is...
The fall of Jareth's bluster. The Terran 1080 Terrors are still raining failures. Oh, Jareth must have been so sour when he heard of this. Oh, had we stayed longer, we might have witnessed it ourselves.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I am jogging this morning after all the borsin I imbibed. But I suppose I am my father's son. Shay, have you given additional thought to Shift?
Wait, what? Sorry, Feather, wasn't paying attention.
I was asking if you were any closer to finding out how you might return to Boston.
Oh, yeah, I've got some ideas. I used to read a lot of science fiction, so I've got a lot to work off of.
And?
Oh, still working on it.
Are you unwell? You seem... what was it? Out of it?
Yeah, I'm all right. Just had some rough nights.
There has been a great deal happening. No one is saddened to see Meek awake, but he is sparking some changes.
Yeah, I suppose. Been having these dreams lately.
Fair or ill?
Definitely ill. Just last night, for the first time, I remembered what they were about. Now I can't stop thinking about it. I keep hearing things, looking back over my shoulder for something that's not there.
Sometimes there is truth in dreams. What was yours?
Well, I was in my bed and everything, and suddenly there was this thing at the foot of my bed. This horrible thing.
What was it?
It was like a vulture. A big, black, ugly bird. And it had a human face. And it spoke to me. It said it was watching me.
The Black Shadow.
What?
It is a creature of legend, the Winged Herald of Arryn. But why...
Wait, Orin? As in the Legion of Orin?
The same.
Well, that's creepy. So, Who exactly is this Orin guy?
Orin Blackhand is the legendary Dread Lord and Master of the Legion. He is an ageless being of tremendous power and bottomless evil who desires nothing more than to grind the world beneath his heel, according to legend.
Seriously?
Indeed.
Okay.
In truth, not much is known about Orin. From what I have heard, even the Legionnaires do not know who he is. There are rumors of a Brotherhood of Orin. They are a secret cult that controls the Legion. They would likely know, if in fact they do truly exist.
Okay, so rumors and legends. What you're saying is Orin might not even be real.
I know that Orin is real in one sense or another, but many people do not believe. They grow complacent, believing there is no danger from Orin or his Legion, and good information is difficult to acquire. All I have are traveler stories and old books, and even those are difficult to acquire, as university does not open its library to common folk. We are all taught that twice in the last 800 years, the Legion has swept across Baela and conquered all before them. That is, all except for Lamdi. For whatever reason, they have never been able to gain a foothold here. It could be that this whole region is too protected by the rivers and hills. Some say that Draenor protects us as well, but I doubt that. And certainly university is no aid. They are likely allied with the Legion. Shay, come closer a moment. We must not be careless. The Legion has spies everywhere. It is an organization that dines for many tables, if you understand what I intend. If you have questions later, visit my house and ensure that you are not followed. I have several pamphlets that you may find intriguing.
Okay.
I have dedicated my life to unraveling them. Evidence is spark, but the truth is out there, Shay.
Right. So, anyways, why am I dreaming about this guy's pet bird thing?
To be truthful, I have no idea. There is much we do not know, such as how you even arrived in Lamdi in the first place, or why you were so adept at using Odi. Was it a coincidence that the Legionnaires stumbled across us so soon after casting the spell? Or that Undying attacked shortly after? I have many theories.
You're freaking me out even more.
In any case, we should speak to Jareth and Arkhan about this. Perhaps they know something. Azana as well, she would certainly have some insight.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come, let us continue running, or we will be late for work.
Much of your advice sound meek, but I am still skeptical of this value menu. The prices are barely different from what we already charge.
Nah, that's not the point. People like to think they're getting a good deal, even if they're not.
So you would advise that I deceive my customers?
I wouldn't call it deceiving them. I mean, after all, the best deal is for them to make their own food. It's not lying. We're just reorganizing things to make the customer's decision-making process easier.
Like your proposal to offer smaller portions at a higher cost.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the portions you sell are huge. A slice of pig pie alone is enough for a whole meal.
I have always considered that the point. And speaking of which, how is the dough progressing?
Almost done, I think. But anyways, if you slice the pies a little smaller, the customer will still be hungry for more. Like those fried vegetable dumplings. You said you don't charge much because they cost you barely anything to make. Well, the customer doesn't care how much they cost you. They just know that they're still a little hungry after a slice of pig pie, and a couple of those would be great. Jack up the price on those a little, encourage customers to try them with an eye-catching sign, and bang, instant profit.
And that is why you also want me to offer more of these side dishes.
Exactly. We can't really make french fries, but we've got other things to work with. You process a lot of pig here. We can make cracklin or pork rinds or something.
I have no idea what those are. Would you begin the gravy, Sanjan?
Sure. My mom's side of the family had this secret recipe for cracklin. It's about as easy as it gets and good, too. I don't think Grandma would mind me giving the recipe to someone on another world. But enough of that. What do you think of my other advertising ideas?
Well, having a better sign out front does make sense, but do you truly think I need to distribute menus around town?
Absolutely. Word of mouth is fine and all, but you're a business, and businesses have to grow. And you're not going to grow if you don't reach out to new markets, like the university. Get Jareth up there to put some menus near the public magiphones.
Jareth Buenofi?
Yeah, that one. Students usually have plenty of money to throw around, and they're always hungry, especially late at night. Which is another reason you should start hiring more part-time workers.
I suppose my first concern is cost. All these efforts will require a great deal of money.
Hey, it's like they say, you gotta spend money to make money. I'm sure if we think about it, we could scrape together enough for an initial investment. I mean, what if we sell some of those paintings you have around this place?
Sell my artwork? I have never heard of such a thing. You sell your art in Boston?
People do, sure, if it's good enough.
That would be akin to selling a piece of myself, Meek. The very idea is alien to me.
Or not. Anyway, we could get the money. You could even take out a loan. I guarantee you could pay it back.
I suppose we should think on this more. You do seem to have some good proposals. But I still fail to see the purpose of having a, what did you call it, musket?
Mascot. It could be a little old-fashioned, on my world at least, but it really works. Kids love them, and you want the kids on your side. Families spend a lot of cash.
Well, do we really need a costume?
It's the cornerstone of the whole thing. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before. You'll get all sorts of people coming in here just to see what the big deal is.
Oh, Ulyung, Zana. Sorry I overslept.
Ulyung, Kate, avail yourself of the pastries Meek brought.
Oh, pastries.
So, Meek, who would wear this costume?
Hey, Catherine, you could be the pig.
What did you say?
I said you could be the pig.
Well, good morning to you, too. What the hell is wrong with you?
All I said is you'd make a good pig for the...
If you weren't always this much of an insensitive jerk, I'd be worried that your fall might have caused brain damage. Then again, I'm not sure we could even tell the difference.
Silence, you two. I will not have this sort of fighting in my kitchen. Kate, I'm sure Meek did not intend for that to be insulting as it was.
Yeah, I was just giving Zana some marketing advice until you interrupted us.
Marketing advice? You?
Yeah. What's your point? I'm a marketing major.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I talk about it all the time.
No, you don't.
I'm not all brawn and beauty, you know. I happen to have a very keen business mind.
Ennis, Senjan, there is enough work to do without your ceaseless bickering.
She started it.
Two are required to dance the Duca Moran.
I was just saying that Catherine has the right build to wear the pig costume.
Pig costume? What are you telling her, Mike?
Just giving her some classic advertising tips.
What are you doing? Trying to turn this place into McDonald's?
I'm trying to help her make money.
By destroying the soul of this place? By polluting with all the garbage that's made our world such a mess?
That is so ridiculous. If you could look beyond your own ultra-liberal...
That is enough. Meek, go outside and gather the lizard eggs. Kate, kindly take that broom and clean out the storefront.
Fine.
But he...
Now, Kate.
Yes. Sishwa. Stupid Mike never thinking about consequences or people's feelings or anything. I've had just about enough of that. Why doesn't anyone else see it?
Morning, Catherine.
Ulyung, Kaith.
Hey, Fesmer. Shauna.
What is troubling you, Kaith?
You want to know what's troubling me? Your buddy Mike is troubling me. He insults me, calls me a pig, and on top of it all, he's trying to infect your culture with his half-assed schemes.
He called you what?
He said I would make a good pig, but the real issue here...
Called you a pig? Of all things.
Yeah, but the problem is...
I cannot believe he would say such a thing.
But...
That is unforgivable. But... I am going to confront him.
What was that all about?
I don't know. Maybe that's a big insult in their language? But as I was saying, the real problem here is Mike's colonialist attitude.
Catherine.
Yeah?
Do not put me in the middle of your argument. I have enough to worry about. I'm going to get to work.
Well, that could have gone better.
Stupid Catherine, always taking things too seriously, never stopping to look at other people's point of view. You're always right, Mike.
Only young Meek.
Hey, Archon.
What is troubling you?
Catherine's what's troubling me, that's what. I'm trying to help out Zana, and she turns it into a big fight, accusing me of trying to destroy the soul of this place or something like that. I'm just trying to do what I can here, and she's passing judgment without even listening to all sides of the story.
That sounds familiar.
What's with the cynicism? Thought you two were thick as thieves.
What did you say?
It's a saying, you know, like, buddy-buddy.
Well, suffice to say we had a difference of opinion yesterday. I, too, was merely trying to do what had to be done, but her views are very white and black.
She's always pushed on me like this. Yeah, I know I'm a jerk and not the smartest person in the world, but neither is she. She can't deal with people who disagree with her. You know what she did when she disagreed with her parents?
She moved across the country.
Yeah, and they were going to pay for college and everything. If I could have afforded some of the schools she got accepted to, well, let's just say I wouldn't be worried right now about losing my football scholarship because of my screwed up leg. And that's what she does. When she has a problem, she writes it off, and she gets the hell away from it.
For a time, I thought we had made a strong connection, but now, all at once, I fear it is lost, and I cannot help but feel at fault.
No, don't let her do that to you. You said you were trying to do what was right.
Yes.
Did it work?
We will find out soon enough. But regardless, I am certain it was the right course of action.
Well then, don't feel guilty. What counts is you've done the best you can do, and not some spoiled Cali girl's opinion.
I hope you are right.
I know I'm right.
Then I suppose there is nothing to worry about.
That's the ticket. Is it just me, or should it start to worry?
I think... perhaps we should go back inside.
Yeah. Hey, are...
Yes?
Thanks for listening.
Hey, Fesmer. I thought you were going to go confront Mike.
Zana suggested that I calm myself before confronting him. Then she suggested that I busy myself with the thrilling task of shredding Electrode.
Oh, I guess I'll get started on the dumplings then. So, pig, is that bad an insult?
It is not only that. It is Mick's attitude lately.
He's been under a lot of...
That excuse only travels so far. Admittedly, I was not much help yesterday, but he could have avoided that fight. He wanted it. He is on a dangerous path, and not only for himself.
I am hearing a great deal of conversation, but very little work.
Apologies, Anna.
Shay, I know that me, Kate, and yourself are having difficulties. I understand that the three of you want to get home, but currently all of you are in my employ, and I do expect a certain level of conduct.
But
I am not accusing you of anything, Shay, save for being somewhat late. However, I will not have arguments between individuals hampering the day's work.
Zana, I'm not having
but
an argument.
Meek and Kate are. And you stand in the best position to remedy this.
I've tried and failed on many occasions, believe me. Besides, I do have my own problems to worry about.
I understand, Shay. I only ask you to do what you are able.
Yeah, I'll try. All the good it will do.
Away. That storm came out of nowhere.
Huh? Oh, hi, Jareth. You're just in time for the lunch rush if we get one today.
Ah, excellent. I was so busy preparing for next year's classes that I feared I would be late.
Next year?
Well, yes. The year is almost at its close. Did you not know that?
Oh, is that what this New Life Festival is all about?
Precisely. The 5 days marking the end of the old year and the beginning of the new. Is Zana present?
Yeah, I think she's in the kitchen. Careful, though. She's in a bad mood.
Zana is?
Yeah, I think it's partly my fault. Mike and I got into an argument in front of her this morning.
Ah, well, if Meek is involved, I can imagine why she would become frustrated.
I suppose I didn't have to get so mad, but he started off the day by insulting me. And then he has the audacity to tell Zana how she should run her business.
He seems to have so little regard for the effect he has on others.
Exactly. I mean, he's trying to Americanize your culture and doesn't even realize the impact that could have.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean?
He's trying to infect the way Zana is running her business. He's carelessly introducing foreign concepts without even thinking about the consequences. And it's not like he knows much about Lao and Di. He hasn't even been awake for a full week. He thinks he knows what he's doing, but he has no clue.
Well, on that I must agree. His arrogant manner has already proven dangerous to all. I had hoped that surviving his accident might help ground him, but so far he has only worsened. I am concerned that he will cause irreparable harm before Shay is able to return the three of you home.
Well, if you are ever looking for something like that, this is it. He might just be trying to help Zana make more money, but I've seen what tactics like he is proposing can lead to. He is opening a door that can never be closed again.
Tell me more about these plans of his. It sounds serious, but without specifics, it may be difficult to deal with them.
All right. It might take a little explaining, so bear with me. Do you know the concept of advertising? Yes? Well, that makes it a little easier.
Thank you.
guys. Raining like crazy outside.
Jareth, how can you even say that?
Because it is truth.
Hello?
You know as well as I that Zana's business has not been doing well.
That does not mean she should change her business based on Meek's nonsensical
idea. How are you guys doing?
Nonsensical? He studies this at his university. He is more qualified to give advice of this nature than any of us. We should be assisting him, not standing in his way.
Assist him? Absolutely
not. Would you two cut it out?
Oh. Chop wheel on a fi, Shay.
What is wrong with everybody today? Jeez, so Mike and Catherine are having a fight. What's the big deal?
This is more than a fight between those two.
Yeah, you're all freaking out about Zana. Well, Zana doesn't need us to protect her honor. She needs us to work.
I suppose you are correct, Shay. I apologize.
Yeah, good. Let's get some work done. Pass me that big knife. Thanks.
Shay? Shay? Are you Rana?
I'm fine, just having a bad day.
Please do not hesitate to ask if there is anything with which I can assist you.
I'm fine. Actually, I did want to ask you about something.
Certainly.
I've been having these nightmares lately, but I wasn't able to remember them until last night. Now that I've remembered it, I'm getting all freaked out. I tried talking to Fesmer about it, but he started to get this strange look in his eye and started going on about some weird stuff.
Fesmer has his theories. But do not give them much credence, Shay. He tends to take gossip and rumor as fact. Sometimes I worry about him.
Paradofai, hot pipe passing through.
Apologies, Arkan. What was this dream, Shay? Sometimes dreams can have great significance, especially to those who are attuned.
Okay, so I'm at Arkan's house, and suddenly there's this thing at the end of my bed. This giant black bird with a human face. And it tells me that it's watching me. And that's when I wake up.
The Winged Herald of Orin?
Wow, cute thunder.
But why would you be dreaming of obscure creatures from our folklore?
I was kind of wondering the same thing.
When did you begin having these dreams?
A few weeks ago.
And do you know what may have inspired them?
No idea.
Apologies for interrupting, but I seem to remember Kaith trying to read a book about the Winged Herald. Perhaps that is where you heard of it.
I'd totally forgotten about that. I do remember Catherine saying something about it, too.
Ah, well then the mystery is solved.
I guess, but why am I dreaming about it every night?
In truth, I do not know. I apologize for not being of greater assistance, Shay.
No, it's okay, Jareth.
Perhaps Zana will be of more help.
I agree, you should certainly discuss this with Zana.
You're probably right. So what is this Winged Herald thing?
Ah, it is part of the legend of Orin. It is supposedly his eyes, his ears, his voice in the world. I think the first time it appears in mythology is before the Legion's conquest of Erendi 700 years ago. The story goes that the creature appeared in the night chamber of the sovereign of Erendi and told him to offer his life in exchange for those of his people. The creature was driven off, and 3 days later the entire city was put to the sword.
So it is real?
Whatever Fesmer might believe, it is merely a story, Shay. One intended to frighten children into understanding the importance of self-sacrifice. Shrouding a tale in scraps of history does not make it truth. In any case, the fall of Erendi was a long time ago.
And there are many other stories as well. In all of them, the herald serves as a omen of ill fortune.
Oh, well, that's great.
Do not hold to omens, Shay. The strong create their own future, and you are very strong.
I don't know about that.
Do not steal from your own wealth, Shay.
Apologies for the interruption. Would one of you pass me the wetting stone, please? Chagrandi.
These ill dreams are likely the result of your constant training. You are putting a tremendous strain on yourself, Shay.
You think that's it?
I do. Using OD with the intensity that you have can lead to strange effects. It is one of the reasons savage magic is outlawed. Perhaps you should rest for a few days, Shay. If you do not relax, you might risk harm to yourself.
Thanks for your concern, Jareth, but I can't stop now. I'm so close to figuring it out.
Have you had the revelation you were seeking?
Kind of. I'm just worried about how much power it'll take. Floating fruit is one thing, but sending people hurtling across the universe might be a level or two beyond my ability.
New life is approaching.
Of course!
New life? That's the New Year's thing, right?
Exactly. And the 5 days of new life are marked by a massive surge in the flows of OD.
So that might make it easier to cast the spell?
In theory, yes.
But that is so soon.
We've got, a week and a half? If I really work at it, I think I'll be able to pull it off.
Not even 2 weeks? That is a lofty goal, Shay. But it may be your best chance.
Hey, if I can write a 25-page paper the night before it's due and still get a decent grade, I can handle this.
That was very close. I hope Meek and Fesmer are not out there.
They're making deliveries in this weather?
No, Umbra was frightened by the noise and jumped her pen. Those two are the only ones she will allow to get close to her, so they are trying to find her. Undying may not be a threat to a goat, but a storm is not so particular.
Stupid goat.
Here, girl! Oh my god, why does it have to be raining? Hey, Fesmer! Don't you have an umbrella spell or something?
Well, yes, she suggested it several weeks ago.
Well, hook me up!
Well, it only shields me from the driving rain. I do not know how to protect another with it.
Oh, man. Maybe I can just stand close to you.
You could what?
I'll stand close to you!
Well, if you were that concerned about getting wet, you should have taken an oil cloak before we left.
Well, I'll know better next time then.
So finally you begin to learn.
Ah, hey, that was harsh.
Well, so was calling Kate a pig.
I didn't call her what?
That's what she told me. She told me that you called her a pig.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're on her side.
Well, why should I not be? You cannot just tell people that they are pigs, Meek.
It wasn't like that. Look, I was giving Zana some advice, and Kate came in, misunderstood something I said, and suddenly she's all up in my face.
Well, what did you say to her?
All right, this is going to take some explaining. See, you know how I owe Zana money, right?
You owe Zana what?
I owe her lots of money, right?
Oh, yes, we all know that.
Okay, well, there's no way I can pay it back before I leave, so I was giving her some tips on making more money. And one idea I had was to take this big pig costume and someone wear it while handing out coupons or something.
A pig costume?
Yeah, like a big, cute cartoon pig. Call him Mr. Ham or something.
Mr. Hand?
Mr. Ham.
I cannot hear you, Mike.
It's Mr. Ham.
Mr. Ham?
Yeah. And then somebody would wear the Mr. Ham and parade around outside and drum up some business for Zana's.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
I'm sorry, what? What type of bun?
I said that sounds kind of fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like half joking, I tell Catherine she could be the pig, and she totally took it the wrong way, and next thing you know, we're at each other's throats again.
That is not nearly as bad as Kate made it sound.
Thank you! She's always like, money is bad, blah, blah, blah. Not like she's ever had to. Yeah, that was close.
Let's just find the goat and go back inside. Tell me more about this Mr. Ham.
Welcome to Zana's. Oh, wee-wee, Zana. Still raining out?
Rather heavily, I'm afraid. Are the others stealing hold spirits?
They're still arguing, yeah. It's been such a slow day that there really isn't anything to distract them.
What do you make of this, Shay?
I don't know, really. I mean, Mike and Catherine have always been like cats and dogs, but I've never seen them get into a fight like this before.
And what of Meek's advice to me? That appears to be the matter of debate.
Well, I don't know too much about business. I think they are both kind of right. People in my world do know how to make money. If you followed Mike's suggestions, they would probably work. But at what cost? I don't think it'd be so bad as Catherine makes it out to be, but it could be a slippery slope.
I suppose I should practice caution, then.
Yeah, I guess so.
For your wisdom, Jade, Chagrin defy. I know that it is difficult to be fair-minded when loved ones are on opposite sides of a conflict.
Second nature to me. My younger brothers are constantly fighting about something. God, my younger brothers. I haven't thought about them in weeks.
You have been extremely busy.
Yeah, but still. When I first got here, they were all I thought about. I haven't forgotten about them, but this just isn't me. Learning 3 forms of magic, researching some unknown mega-powerful spell. I'm doing all this so I can see them again, but it's consumed so much of my time and energy that I can barely think about them anymore. Instead, I think about winged heralds.
Oh, your ill dream. Archon spoke to me of this.
I don't know who to believe. Fesmer thinks that some ghoulish overlord is hunting me. Jareth thinks I'm ODing on OD, and it seems like Mike and Catherine couldn't care less.
Well, what do you believe?
I don't know what I believe anymore. When I was younger, I had this reoccurring dream that I was falling. It always felt so real. The hot panic, the ground rushing up to meet me. In the dream, I knew I'd wake up alive in my bed if I could just stop flailing and lie down. And then at the very last moment, just before I hit the ground, it jolted awake. It still scared the hell out of me every time.
Perhaps this is like your falling dream, then.
But I didn't dream that every night for weeks on end. This one's too literal. Too consistent. Some nights, I can almost feel the thing's breath on my cheek. Everyone thought that I should ask you, Zana. So, what do you think? What should I do?
I do not know, Shay.
Well, sure you do. I mean, you're Zana. You always have some clever insight to offer.
In this situation, Shay, I regret that I do not. You must find your own way through this trial. Minem boxen wofai, Shay.
Well, that's great. That's really... You know what I've learned, Zana? That there is no justice in this world. Either world. I'm a good person. I do right by myself. I bust my ass to help others even when they say they don't need it. And yet, every time, I get screwed. At the end of the day, I'm exhausted and everything's still a big mess. And now, maybe superpowered dreadlords want to eat me and no one can tell me why. You know what? Fine, let them eat me. At least then, maybe I'd get some decent rest.
Say, Voluna.
And what the hell are they fighting about now?
The work you do is not in vain, Shay. You are needed. If you require evidence of this, you need only look to the next room.
Yeah, just great. Super Shauna to the rescue. Miss everything to everyone strikes again.
For your troubles, Shay. Boxing will fire.
Yeah, you're boxing. I'm boxing. Everyone's boxing. For all the good it does. All right then, you children.
I know it'll help her.
Would be bound hand and foot and kept in the cellar with the Gellick root.
Let us not speak rashly.
Oh, from the ungerried mouth.
And what do you mean by that?
He means that my...
And now you speak for Jareth.
Do not even start with me, Archon!
Guys, we are way off topic. Come on.
At last, I do agree with Meek.
Hope it doesn't hurt too much.
What?
You have always judged Meek unfairly, Jareth.
Unfairly?
No, Jareth is the only one of you who saw Mike.
Here we go.
Who saw Mike for what he truly is.
And everyone can see you for what you are.
Oh, and what's that?
Please, condescending, stuck
up... Oh, you stupid idiot!
Friendless, miserable hag!
Uh-oh.
What did you say?
The only truth here is you're reckless.
Jareth, for the briefest moment
why don't you consider what Jareth has to say?
Jareth and I are good friends, Kate. I do consider what he has to say.
Friends? So my words are granted the highest consideration before they are ignored outright in favor of what
since the others arrived, Jareth, you have only spoken at my
weak. Perhaps I should say nothing, as the five of you said about the fall of Biella.
That is so much extreme, Jareth.
Whoa, hold up. What's Biella?
There, you see? That's exactly what I'm talking about. He wants to change your world forever, and he doesn't even know the
name
of your...
I'm not changing anything to freaking tell it!
One more time!
That's enough!
Shay.
Not now, Jareth. You two with me. Now.
Let go of my arm!
Where are you taking
us? We're going to have us a little talk. Okay, sit. Welcome to mediation, Shauna style. Now, what the hell is going on?
Well, like I told you this
she
morning...
She went overboard with
listening.
Her...
Okay, that's not going to work. Catherine, you go first.
That is so not...
Mike, shut up!
But why does she get to go first?
Because she's known me the longest.
By like 2 minutes.
Well, somebody has to go first. No one is leaving this room until you two have settled whatever it is that has you at each other's throats. Because I need you both on my side.
I'm on your side. She's the one.
Oh, yeah, because you can always rely on Mr. Hormones to have...
Okay, enough! Catherine, what is your problem with Mike?
Well,
isn't it obvious?
Always doing all
Ever since we got here, she's done nothing but ridicule and run me down.
Oh, that's rich. You want to talk about your actions since the day we
arrived?
Shut up!
Mr. Jumping off the
Catherine!
Roof?
Well,
he...
Well, I'm going to ask very simple, very direct questions. Catherine gets one, then Mike. Rinse, lather, and repeat as necessary. You are not allowed to interrupt each other. Understood?
Yep.
Mike?
Fine.
Okay. Catherine, fill in the blank. If Mike started blank, you would get along with him better.
Well, change started to stopped, and then give me several more blanks, and maybe I can answer that.
My turn now?
No, because I haven't answered the question.
Well, maybe next time you should do that, then.
Mike, wait your turn.
It is my turn.
Catherine, just answer the question.
Fine. If Mike started acting like a grown man, even if he clearly is not, and stopped playing fast and loose with foreign cultures, then maybe
this
I would be able to deal
such
with him.
Bull. She's bending the rules to take cracks at me.
Mike, be quiet. Catherine, stop insulting Mike.
I didn't insult him.
You just said I clearly wasn't a grown man.
Well, that's my answer. If you would just grow up and act your age,
oh,
then there might not be a problem.
Let me talk. You're just giving her license to insult me.
Truth hurts, don't it?
I don't have to listen to this crap.
Stop it!
But he...
But she...
Both of you! God, you're worse than my twin brothers. At least their insults were unique.
Sorry,
Shauna.
Now, Catherine...
What? She gets... What, three questions now?
Way to count. I'm not even on to the second question.
Great. I'll just sit here all night and listen to her half-assed insinuations.
Unlike you, I don't half-ass anything, Mikey.
Oh, so that must mean you're complete ass.
Guys!
I can't believe you're letting her get away with this, Shauna.
With what? Speaking my mind? Oh, heaven forbid that
oh,
I might actually have an
smug
opinion
look
on
your
guys!
Face.
Smug look!
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that just the way your face looks? Now, come to think of it, I don't think I've seen any other expression on your face.
Guys!
You should talk, you and your glassy-eyed ape face.
Ape face? Better that than your sourpuss passing silent judgment on everyone.
A silent judgment?
You know, that's true. I don't think you've ever been silent.
Oh, you're just intimidated by an intelligent, articulate woman who isn't afraid to speak her
mind.
So maybe if you were intelligent, we'd have a problem then.
You stupid, sexist,
stuck
Midwestern
up,
trash.
Condescending, girl.
Enough! I've absolutely 100% no holds barred had it with you two. Tear each other apart for all I care. You know, for a while there, I thought that the biggest upshot to being stuck here would be that you two would finally have to start getting along. But now I know the truth. You two are never going to be friends, and worse, you're going to keep putting others in the middle of all your stupid, petty arguments. Well, now I have a good reason to get you home, to finally give these wonderfully nice people who have taken care of us for these months some peace and quiet!
Oops.
Yeah.
You know...
I guess...
Sorry.
You go.
I've been kind of reckless. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for being so mean to you after you took care of me.
And I guess I have been a little harsh on you. I'm sorry for snapping.
Look, I have to pay off my debt to Zana, and I'm pretty sure helping her business improve is the only way I can do it. But if she's okay with it, I'd like to have your input. You do know a lot more about this place than I do. I mean, we could get rid of the whole mascot costume if that's what's bothering you.
No, that's not it. Actually, now that I think about it, it's kind of a neat idea. You know what would be really funny?
What?
If we could get Jareth to wear it.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. I don't know, though. Vesemir seemed to really like the idea. He even offered some suggestions.
Oddly enough, I'm not surprised by that at all. But seriously, you know what we should do?
Shoot.
We should add some real vegetarian options to the menu.
That's good. Add some more variety.
Do you think Santa Vi's organic?
I think all the food here is organic.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 9, Civil War, was written by John Tanzer and Brandon Kroos, produced by Becky Davis with assistance from Brad Smith. The director of this episode is Brandon Kroos. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Christina Milodowicz as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, and Brad Smith as Jareth. The audio podcast was edited by the cast and crew of Second Shift, mastered by Andrew Schwartz. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design.
Friendless, miserable hag!
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Truth is funny, isn't it? Friendless, miserable hag! Friendless, miserable hag!
You
friendless, miserable hag! Friendless, miserable hag! hag! Friendless, miserable hag!
Uh-oh.
Let's take that one again. Oh. Everybody.